Kim Ki-jong was immediately arrested after attacking the American ambassador. Following a search of the 55-year-old home and office, South Korean police say they found pro-North Korean propaganda, which is illegal under the country's national security law. That law concerns Park Geun-young of the civic group People's Solidarity for Participatory Democracy.
It is a shame that this attack carried out by one violent man is bringing attention to other activists who do not share the South Korean government's thoughts on North Korea and might use the national security law to go after them now.
The late 1940s law was created to stop the spread of communist North Korea's influence in the South. Today, rights advocates say it mainly limits freedom of speech and sends innocent people to jail. In 2012, Park Jung-geun was found guilty of violating the national security law and given a suspended sentence. Last year, a higher court overturned that decision, declaring Park innocent. The 26-year-old photographer says he was only trying to make a joke about North Korea on Twitter.
I think North Korean society, the way its leaders are worshipped, is like a dark comedy. I only retweeted a message that was originally from a pro-North Korea website. I just thought it was funny.
Park says he now thinks twice before writing on social media. But there are still many others who support the law, saying the fight against North Korea continues. Seo Jung-gap says the attack on the American ambassador proves that the government needs to crack down on pro-North Korean elements here even harder.
North Korea is the world's worst dictatorship. They launched attacks in 2010 and killed 46 of our soldiers. I do not think issues like the economy and human rights are as important as unifying the nation.
While many critics do not dispute that North Korea remains dangerous, they say the ambassador attack proves that the law does little to keep anyone safe. That's one reason why activist Park Geun-young says it should be abolished.
Of course, security is important, and the country needs laws to stop spies who work for the enemy. However, the national security law does not do that. It only stops people from expressing their opinions.
As South Korean investigators look for North Korean links to the ambassador's assault, Pyongyang praised the attack but maintains it had nothing to do with it. Jason Strother for VOA News, Seoul.